not? No, we're not. How are you quiet?
The kids' choir is here to celebrate the birthday of our Savior.
Celebrate birthday? I thought this was just a concert. Are we going to have a party?
You betcha. That's what Christmas is. It's a birthday party for Jesus.
Oh, I love parties, and look at all the people that came.
I know. It looks like our first group is dressed for a party.
Maybe a costume party? It's Christmas, for crying out loud. Shouldn't they be wearing bathrobes and holding shepherd's staffs?
Yeah. We'll get to that later. All right, choir, let's get going. It's time to celebrate.
Thank you.
was fabulous. What great dancing, and I love their skirts. Aren't they cute?
I've never seen anything quite like that. Why are they wearing them anyway?
Well, that song is an all-time rock and roll, like in the 1950s.
Yeah, my grandma told me about the 1950s. Girls used to wear poodle skirts.
Why?
I have no idea, but I have some Hello Kitty pajamas.
I think we're supposed to introducing the next song, not talk about our pajamas.
Yeah, we didn't come here to have a sock ball.
Now I'm really confused. Why do you keep talking about skirts and pajamas and socks? Where are the shepherds and the wise men?
And the angels. I usually play the part of an angel.
We'll get to that later, but you're right. We're supposed to be telling the people about the birth of Jesus. It reminds me of the prophet Isaiah, who told the birth of Jesus hundreds of years before he was born. Listen to this verse.
For unto you a child is born, unto you a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called the Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of his government and peace there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this, Isaiah 9 7.
Now that's what I'm talking about, armies and kingdoms, and I know that God likes to make things happen.
And he wants us to tell others about all the things he does. The choir has some good news.
To celebrate the world's greatest news unto you.
Maybe in the song is over.
But I love it.
You love everything. Costumes, a song, and dancing?
Well, it's a party. The song says we're here to celebrate. Did you not just hear me sing that?
Vivian, you're right. We need to make sure all these people know the real reason for Christmas and why we're so happy.
To join the choir in worshiping him.
Did you know the first people to watch Jesus were a bunch of raggedy shepherds?
Finally, shepherds. It all started right outside of Bethlehem. This is how it went down. There were these shepherds just hanging out with their sheep. They saw this bright star in the sky that no one could explain. All of a sudden, the sky splits wide open, and you could see straight into heaven. All those heavens were full of angels singing praises.
Oh, angels are my specialty. Wait, I forgot exactly what they sang.
We'll get to that later, but it was the first Noel.
Huh?
A Noel is a Christmas carol. Listen up.
angels sent the shepherd heads into Bethlehem so they could meet Jesus.
That's right. We hope everyone in our audience meets him today, too.
See? Told you we needed shepherds.
So important.
Angels must sing in Latin. It translates glory to God in the highest. They also sing peace to all who God favors.
Oh wow, that's awesome. I know I'm God's favorite.
Really? How do you know that?
Actually, you are all God's favorite. Listen to what he has told us in his word.
You are chosen a generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. Peculiar people that should show forth the praises of him, who has called you out of the darkness into the marvelous light.
See, I knew it. We need to praise God for loving us like that.
God loves to hear us praise him. And when we sing with all our hearts, he comes close to listen.
I think we should all sing praises to God right now.
Thank you.
like that song. Song that's got to be near us.
We can all be near Jesus. Jesus left his star in heaven to be near us.
Sometimes I can't believe he would do that. Heaven is like perfect.
Yeah, but we're not. We're separated from God because of our sin. Listen to this verse.
We are made right unto God by placing our faith in Jesus Christ. This is true for everyone who believes, no matter who you are or what you have done. For everyone has sinned and fell short of the glory of God's standards. But if we all believe in Jesus. We all made right unto Jesus Christ. With God, we may believe in Jesus Christ that our sacrifice is left for us.
Jesus must really love us a lot because I'm dress up a lot. Like last week, I opened all the presents under the tree to see what I'm getting. Don't tell my mom.
Too late. God knew we needed a way out of our messes. This is the reason we were born on Christmas Day.
until now, they presented what we call the gospel so far. It's the message of Jesus Christ. And they asked me if I'd share a few scriptures, and it's an honor for me to do that. I'd like to read a scripture out of the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse number 9. It says, "If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." Verse number 13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." And earlier in that chapter, that book in Romans, it says, "As it is written, there's none righteous, no, not one." And the reality is, we celebrate Christmas because of our unrighteousness. God had to send his precious Son, Jesus Christ, to this earth to die on the cross for the sins of the world. And at Christmas time, we have a special opportunity to stop what we're doing, take a deep breath, and realize how grateful we ought to be for that gift that was given. Without it, we'd all have no hope. But with it, we're filled with hope. You've probably seen it before, but I've read it before. It says, "To know God is to know joy. To know God is to know peace and to know joy. But to know God is no joy," right? I mean, if we don't know God, there's no joy. But if we know him as we know who he is, there is joy. And the reality is that they presented to us so far a great gospel. And they're doing a great job. But sometimes we as adults, we get busy in our life maybe, and maybe we forget. It said out of the mouth of babes, we can learn some things. And my encouragement to you, as I tell my church oftentimes at this time of the year, and I was told this morning, is I'd encourage you to just take a deep breath. Sometimes Christmas can get very, very stressful. Y'all with me? We as parents, we know, right? We as adults, we know it can be very stressful. But in reality, that's not what it's about. What it's about is for us to take an opportunity to realize we have someone on our side. We have God. We have Jesus. We have the Holy Spirit. For some of us in this room, it might be the best Christmas you're going to experience. For some of us in this room, it might be the hardest, for whatever reason. But whether it's the best or the hardest, without God, it's empty. So I'd encourage you to take an opportunity to examine your hearts and listen to what they're trying to tell us this afternoon, this evening. How important it is to remember what Christmas is all about. Because that's the greatest thing that you can have. It's the greatest thing they can receive, I can receive, or you can receive, is the gift of salvation. To know that you are secure in your eternity. Amen? And that's the greatest thing. And there might be some of us in this room that we don't have a clear understanding of that. And maybe the Holy Spirit or something's tugging at your heart and you're hearing something in these songs and in this play tonight. You're hearing something that's speaking to your heart. That's God. That's the Holy Spirit saying, "Hey, I love you. I care for you. I want you to know that I died for you. That I sent my Son Jesus Christ down the cross." Amen. And that no matter how good you are in all of your righteousness, Isaiah says in chapter 64, our righteousness is as filthy rags. No matter how good you think you are, you still need God. And no matter how bad you are, he still came for you. Amen? So I'd just like to take this opportunity, we can all bow our heads. Maybe here tonight, you never experienced God in a personal way. Maybe you've never received him into your life, the greatest gift. Maybe you never opened that gift in your life. Maybe you're not sure if you died tonight, where you'd go. Maybe you're not sure about that. All you got to do is believe in your heart. Confess with your mouth and call upon the name of the Lord. So I'd like to lead us all in a prayer. So many of us in this room have no doubt already experienced this and already done this. But maybe there's some that have not. So I'd like for us to pray together. We're going to ask a prayer of salvation. And maybe this prayer is for you tonight to once and for all to open your heart up to God. Because I'd hate for you to leave without knowing Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. So y'all, let's all pray together. Say, "Lord God, I come to you tonight. realizing I need you. That you are the only way to heaven. And tonight, I believe in my heart. And I confess with my mouth my need for you. So I ask you to come into my heart. Save my soul. And I thank you for your gift.
The salvation.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank y'all for this opportunity. I think they got some more for us tonight. All right, y'all are doing a great job.
As you see on our doors at our schools, the trains die on the way that they go. And Lord, they know the car. And Lord, we ask that you continue to watch over them, protect them, lead them in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. We thank you, Lord, for the blessing of having all the relatives out here. And we appreciate that, Lord, in support of you, Lord, because Christmas is about you, Lord. And we thank you for that.